Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College basketball at 1230 KHAS. Hastings getting set to take on Northwestern here this afternoon. The women's game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter and coach championship Saturday. We got four teams that could win the crown, and Hastings is one of them.
Yeah, this is exciting Saturday for sure. The last game of the regular season and a great race. Top four teams playing each other. You really couldn't have drawn it up any better. So it's an exciting day, and should be a couple of great games. And obviously, we're only focused on one game, and that's ours. And, you know, our kids are ready to go. They're excited, and they're looking forward to the challenge.
Concordia is playing at Morningside today, and then Hastings here against Northwestern. All the four teams are squaring off, like I said. So the schedule makers, they couldn't have drawn up any better here this year.
No, absolutely not. You know, I'm not sure that there's been a race this close in a while, but you know, sometimes it's sealed up a week or two before the season's even over. But you know, it's a free for all today, and all four teams know that. You know, it's one of those things where you got one game left. You know, we've been saying the whole time that you need to focus on the game at hand, and this is the game at hand, and this is the one that you know, we can either win a conference championship or not. So it's a big game for us.
Obviously, the kids got to be excited to be part of this championship Saturday.
Absolutely. You know, this is what they set out to do. This is one of their goals, you know, that we set before the season even started. And they've done the work to put themselves in the position. And that's the most important thing, that we're in the position that we're in. And now we just need to go out and play well and see what happens.
What has been the key to this basketball team all season long? You've had just a couple of hiccups throughout the year, but this has been a pretty solid team from the opening tip.
Yeah, you know, it's chemistry. Obviously talented players, but the chemistry of this team is really, really special. You know, there's the depth is really good, and when you have that much depth, sometimes the chemistry isn't great. And this team is so unselfish, and they push each other to be better, and they encourage each other. And you know, they truly are only concerned with that the job gets done. They don't really care who gets it done as long as somebody steps up and makes it happen. So they're happy for each other with success and challenge each other when we need to get better. So it's a really special team. And after coaching for 10 years, you realize you don't get these teams very often. So I'm blessed to be able to coach them.
Hastings is coming off with a win the other night at Midland. Didn't shoot the ball real well, but we found other ways to win that ball game.
Yeah, you know, they obviously they're really tough defensively, and they're so athletic that especially in the first half we hadn't seen that for a few weeks, and you know, so we had to be a little bit sharper in the second half, make better cuts. Jamie Van Kirk was phenomenal in the second half. She made a couple of adjustments that we asked her to make just in regards to how she was getting her shots, and she was making great reads, and she wanted the ball, and her teammates were doing a great job of getting her the ball. And then defensively, I thought, you know, they made a couple shots that were just unbelievably deep, and we actually tipped one of those threes that was almost out of bounds. It was so deep, so they made some, you know, tough shots, but overall I thought second half we kind of locked down defensively. Chelsea Morton was huge for us in coming in and kind of helping us be a defensive stopper in that game.
Yeah, with Jamie Van Kirk, like you said, that scored 30 points, and she was on fire right at the beginning of the second half. What did she do differently in the second half than she didn't do in the first half?
Well, you know, she was her shots in the first half, she was taking shots that she could get off, but they weren't great shots. They weren't shots that you know, that were uncontested. She can get a shot off whenever she wants to get a shot off. You know, she just needed to be a little bit more patient and take the ones she wanted. And you know, she did a great job in the second half of reading her defender and putting herself in the right positions to take good shots. So she's smart. She's got a great basketball IQ. She understands those things and is usually able to make those adjustments. So the other thing is that her teammates were doing a great job of screening, and she got some good solid screens set for her and gave her some space to get some shots.
Yeah, solid minutes off the bench, but not much scoring off the bench. I think we only had 3 points from your bench players. Is that a concern?
No, not necessarily. You know, they've had to step up at different times and knock down shots. When you're three, you know, primary scorers are all scoring fairly well. You know, obviously Cammy didn't play very much in the first half because of foul trouble, but you know, those three were taking several of the shots, and obviously Jamie was taking several shots in the second half. So no, it doesn't concern me. It's just, you know, we took the shots that were available, and it happened to not necessarily be our bench kids.
Okay, it's Northwestern here this afternoon. We'll come back and talk about the Red Raiders when our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. Broncos playing for the GPAC regular season championship here this afternoon against Northwestern, a team that is ranked number 7 in the country. This is one of the teams that beat you way back when, back in November. So there's probably not too much we can take out of that defeat back at home, is it?
No, I mean, there is some things. I mean, that was probably the first time that we played at that pace. You know, they play at a different pace than most teams in the country. And that took us a little bit by surprise, I think. And I'm not sure we were ready for that at that time in the season. And they were really just kind of operating on, they were really good. And they were operating like they had been playing for months. So, They had a couple kids that really scored kind of whenever they wanted against us the first time, and we need to make some adjustments from the first time we guarded them, just technical things defensively that we'll do a little bit differently. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well in that first game either. We were kind of in that slump early in the season where we didn't make many shots very often at all. So those two things combined, was a little bit something that we hadn't experienced. The other thing is that we saw a zone for one of the first times in that part of the season, and we didn't attack that very well. And I think we've seen that a lot more now, and hopefully we can take advantage of some things today.
Obviously, we're better equipped now to run at their pace than we were way back then.
Yeah, you know, their pace is always going to catch you off guard a little bit, just because it's almost frantic. You know, they're always moving, always cutting, always screening. So you've got to kind of filter out the movement and figure out what's really important movement and what movement is just to distract you and keep you chasing them. So, we'll try to do that today a little bit, and we've got to keep better tabs on a couple of their kids that can really score it. Ingebrigtsen is a really good scorer, and we've got to make sure that we make her catches tough and make her opportunities difficult.
It's a team that averages 90 points per ball game. You mentioned Ingebrigtsen. She's got Hudson out there, Klein Sasser's out there, Mackenzie Smalls out there. It's like plugging a dam. There's a lot of holes there.
Yeah, they've got a lot of kids that can really score it, especially, you know, they're so good in transition that we're going to have to make sure that we limit their transition opportunities. And as I've told you a million times, you know, that starts for us with making sure we crash the boards offensively and get some shots that go in the basket. That makes them take the ball out and slows it down a little bit. So we're going to have to be really good in transition defense today, and you can't keep them all from scoring, but you've got to, you know, try to limit opportunities and try to put them in situations that maybe they're not used to taking shots, or maybe they're not their strengths.
This might be a rare game that Hastings might try to slow things down a little bit offensively and maybe play at our pace.
Yeah, you know, dictating the pace is always going to be important when you play Northwestern. I don't necessarily know that we'll slow it down, but we'll definitely be more deliberate in making sure that we take good shots. In Northwestern's zone especially, they try to lull you into taking quick shots just like they do. So you kind of get into a shootout if you're not careful. So we recognize that. That happened to us a little bit in the second half. The first time we played them, I think we went six possessions where we took quick threes and didn't make one, and they're running it back at us off long rebounds and making transition, you know, opportunities for themselves. So we've just got to be a little bit more aware of those kind of things and make sure that, you know, we're playing at the pace that we want to play at. Not necessarily slow, but making sure we're taking the shots that we want to take.
Do we have an advantage when we play these guys?
Well, you know, I mean, Laurel's 6'4". They don't have anybody with that kind of size. She was able to get some shots in the first half. Obviously, they kind of go to some zone stuff and try to bring doubles at her and do some things to keep her from touches. But, you know, we have some size advantage, but we also, you know, we also have several kids off our team that can score too. So this is going to be an interesting battle of who can control the transition game and who can defend and rebound. And we always talk about that. Those are the things that you can control. So those are the things that we're going to focus on today. And, you know, we're going to compete every possession and try to get a win up here.
Okay, good to you.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We'll get the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Northwestern today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hofstetter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Boltman Center. We're in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS today is the final regular season game for the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams. And for the women, the Broncos have a chance to win the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season championship with a win here this afternoon. Hastings coming in, mark of 25 wins, 3 losses on the season. They are 16-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern 24-5 on the year. They are 15-4 in conference play. The Red Raiders ranked number 7 in the country. Hastings College ranked number 4. There's actually a possibility of a 4-way tie for first place if certain teams win and lose here today. Hastings will start today tied with Concordia for first place in the conference at 16-3. But if they end up in a tie, Hastings would win the tiebreaker with 2 wins over Concordia this season. Northwestern and Morningside currently tied for third place at 15-4. Concordia is playing Morningside this afternoon in Sioux City. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings College, they'll go with Cammy Bruckman today. Bruckman scored 30 points the other day against Midland. Jamie Van Kirk who scored the 30 points. Cammy Bruckman, 5'9" and senior out of Silver Lake. Then Abby Jackson, a 5'6" and sophomore out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Jamie Van Kirk, the 5'9" and junior out of Sutton. She's the one who scored 30 points against Midland on the Wednesday night. Frankie Peterson also getting a start, a 5'9" and senior out of Cambridge. And Laurel Zwiener, a 6'4" and junior out of Pleasanton. For the Red Raiders, they'll go with Paige O'Neill, a 5'6" and junior from Hornick, Iowa. Karen Hudson is a 5'8" junior from Logan, Iowa. Allie Engelbretson is a 5'9" senior from Ames, Iowa. Mackenzie Small, 5'9", a senior from Hinton, Iowa. And Samantha Kleinsasser is a 6-foot senior out of Huron, South Dakota. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Northwestern beat Hastings way back in November, 99-83. That was one of the Broncos' three losses here this season. Ball is in the air, and Hastings will control the opening tap. Hastings dressed in their black uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. There's a shot in there by Laurel's winner. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Northwestern. Allen pass is deflected away, but it's picked up here by the Red Raiders. Paige O'Neill hustles into the forecourt. The Red Raiders shooting on basket to our right as we view it here from the Boltman Center. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Kleinsasser. Rebound comes down to Hastings. As Laurel's winner with a rebound, Allen pass goes to Breckman. She drives. Her shot's going to be no good. Northwestern grabs the rebound. Red Raiders very good in transition. They get the ball up the floor, and Allie turned the ball away. Losing the ball out of bounds was Allie Engelbritzen, the first turnover on Northwestern here in the ball game. The Red Raiders average 17 turnovers per ball game. That's their first one here. Just underway. We're about 40 seconds into the ball game. No score between Hastings and Northwestern for the GPAC regular season championship here this afternoon in Orange City. This is Cammie Bruckman with the ball. Comes over here to Jackson. Jackson bounce pass goes inside his winner, spins, puts up a shot over Kleinsasser. It's going to be no good. Rebounded in the lane there by Karen Hudson. Hastings 0 for 2 on field goals so far in this ball game. There's Hudson driving down the lane. Her shot's up and in. Karen Hudson takes it to the hole and scores, and Northwestern is on the scoreboard. 2-0 is the score with 18:50 remaining here in the first half from the Boltman Center. Here comes Hastings back in their offensive zone. Cammie Bruckman has got the ball. Bruckman comes over here to Laurel Zwiener. Back to Bruckman. Fires up a three-pointer. Shot's going to be way off the mark. No good. Ball is going to be saved, and then it goes out of bounds. Frankie Peterson saves the ball, but then it goes deflected out of bounds again. And it's going to be Northwestern playing the ball in here in backcourt. Just underway. 2-0 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead here this afternoon. Red Raiders have the ball. There's a pass inside to O'Neill. A driving layup. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. That's the third rebound for Laurel Zwiener already in the ball game. Here comes Frankie Peterson back with the ball down for Hastings. Man-to-man defense here for Northwestern. Cammie Bruckman out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the free throw line. There's a pass down low. Jackson grabs it. Jackson comes back to Zwiener. She goes for the hole. Shot good. Laurel Zwiener scores. Broncos are on the scoreboard. 2-2 is the score now. Took almost 2 minutes for Hastings to get on the board here in this one. But we're tying up here. Here's Mackenzie Small going inside to Kleinsasser, and she blows the easy one. Rebound comes down to Zwiener again. Allen pass goes to the far sideline to Van Kirk. Now to Breckman. She drives. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball is loose. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwestern basketball. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Into the ball game now for Northwestern. Looks like Morgan Vandersloot is going to come into the contest now. She's averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per ball game. 17:44 to play here in the first half. Hastings 2 and Northwestern 2. Women's college basketball here this afternoon. O'Neill comes over here to Vandersloot. Back out to O'Neill. Not a Kleinsasser. Driving the ball to the bucket. Her shot's up there and in. Samantha Kleinsasser scores. It's now a 4-2 ball game. Northwestern has got the lead over Hastings today. There's a pass that's going to be lost out of bounds by Brunkman. A turnover on Hastings. That's their first of the ball game. Broncos average 14 turnovers per ball game. Coming into the contest now for Northwestern is going to be Whitney Vandermotten. Vandermotten comes in, a 5'8" junior. Vandermotten averaging 5 points per ball game. Northwestern has got the ball here in their offensive zone. There's a feed down on the baseline to Vandersloot. She puts up a shot over Peterson. It's good. Morgan Vandersloot scoring there. And Northwestern is out on top by the score of 6-2. The seventh-ranked Red Raiders and the fourth-ranked Broncos squaring off here this afternoon in Orange City. Northwestern with the early lead. Here's Frankie Peterson gets it out to Zwiener. Her long-range jumper is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Kleinsasser. Kleinsasser with the ball here in backcourt, gets it away. Engelbritzen, Allie Engelbritzen will bring things up now against Cammie Bruckman. Engelbritzen pulls up on the right side. Cross-court pass goes over in the far sideline. The Vandersloot, not a Kleinsasser. Back over here to a Vandermotten as she drives it down the lane. Her shot's up there again as she found in the play. Whitney Vandermotten scores, and she takes it right to the hole there against Hastings. And a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Hastings is going to go on Zwinger. So Zwinger picks up the personal foul. Zwinger's going to check out. Here comes Sierra Williams into the free throw line. Going to the stripe is going to be Wendy Vandermotten. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. A three-point play by Vandermotten. It's now a 9-2 ball game. Northwestern has jumped on the Broncos early in this contest. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Now to Cammie Bruckman on the wing on the left side. Back out to the top of the key. That's going to be Van Kirk driving down the left side of the lane. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. The ball swatted out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. The Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 9-2 the score. Northwestern down on top. Hastings will inbound the ball. This is Abby Jackson triggering things in. Jackson looks, comes way out between the circles now. That's a Bruckman with the ball. Gabby Bruckman dribbles to the elbow. Gives it away now to Abby Jackson in three-point territory. Moves the left to right across the top of the key. Gets it out to Bruckman with 3 seconds in the shot clock. She'll throw up a three-pointer. Shot no good. Rebound Williamson. Williamson trapped in the lane. Goes up and a shot to be blocked down. Going to be blocked down there by Northwestern. And here come the Red Raiders back the other way with a 9-2 lead. Driving to the hole is going to be Vandermotten. She has it knocked loose and is picked up here by Williamson. That's the second turnover now on the Northwestern. Here comes Abby Jackson back the other way. Jackson out to Frankie Peterson. There's an entry pass deflected away from Williamson, and the ball is brought down by Northwestern. Second turnover on Hastings. Northwestern having some problems. Here's Engelbritzen for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there. No good by Vandersloot. And the rebound comes down to Hastings, and a foul is called. Foul is going to be called here in backcourt. It's going to go on Morgan Vandersloot. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on Northwestern. Hastings so far in this ballgame is in only 1 out of 9 from the field so far for 11%. They're 0 out of 2 on three-pointers. Northwestern, meanwhile, is hitting 4 out of their first 8 shots. And Northwestern has the lead over Hastings. The score is 9-2, so a rough start for Hastings here this afternoon. Here's a Van Kirk with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Wheels are shot off of the window. It's good. Sierra Williamson scores. It's now a 9-4 ball game. Northwestern with a 5-point lead. Red Raiders come back with the ball. Back in their offensive end, there's an entry pass inside. It's going to go to Mackenzie Small, and her shot is up and in. Mackenzie Small scores off of the window. It is now an 11-4 ball game. Northwestern with the lead. Hastings coming back with the ball. Here's Abby Jackson. Moves it to the wing on the left side. And now we got a 2 to the whistle. And I have a foul inside. It's going to be a holding foul here. Somebody was holding Van Kirk in there. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Northwestern. I think Hudson is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 2 on the Red Raiders. So Hastings will play things in. Here's Van Kirk for 3. Her shot from the near side is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Small. Mackenzie Small has got it. Here comes Northwestern back with the basketball. They've got an 11-4 lead early in the ball game. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected away, and it's picked up by Hastings. Third turnover on Northwestern. Broncos have the basketball. Here's Abby Jackson, gets it on the wing on the right side to Chelsea Morton, is into the ball game now. Rainbow pass comes to the near side. That's going to be Van Kirk, takes the ball to the hole. Her shot is up and in. Jamie Van Kirk, who had 30 points the other day against Northwestern, gets her first field goal. Hastings back to within 5 points, now 11-6. Here's a long-range jumper by Small. Good three-pointer. Mackenzie Small left open out here in three-point territory, and Carey wants to call a timeout. Mackenzie Small just came down and launches that one from a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle from beyond the top of the key. We've got a timeout now. 14-15 remaining in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Northwestern 14, Hastings College 6.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
In the other game of note on Championship Saturday in Sioux City, Morningside has jumped out on top of Concordia. 15-5 is their score. They got 15 minutes and 13 seconds to play in their game. Morningside with a 15-5 lead over Concordia. Northwestern leading here 14-6 over Hastings College. Broncos have the ball. Here's Williamson in the lane. Puts it up their left. Standard shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Northwestern. Paige O'Neill back into the ball game. Will bring her back now for the Red Raiders. O'Neill goes over to Vandersloot. Vandersloot with the ball on the left wing. Comes out now between the circles. That's Paige O'Neill. Comes over here on the right side to a Vandermotten. Back out to a McKenzie Small at the top of the key. Gives it away to a Vandersloot. There's a long pass inside. Kleinsasser grabs the ball, shoots and scores. Samantha Kleinsasser gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points, and Northwestern has opened up a 10-point lead over Hastings. It is 16-6. Broncos still shooting only 20% from the floor in this first half of play. Here's Van Kirk out to Jackson at the top of the key. Jackson looks, goes down on the baseline. That's going to be Edwards, who's into the ballgame now. Back out to Van Kirk. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Northwestern. Running back with the ball is going to be Vandermotten. Vandermotten gets it over there to McKenzie Small. Down to Kleinsasser on the wing on the left side. A two to the whistle, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Alex Edwards. No, check that. Chelsea Morton picks up the personal foul. Chelsea Morton picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. 16-6. Northwestern out on top of Hastings. 13:03 remaining here in the first half in the Boltman Center in Orange City. Red Raiders will inbound the ball. Here's Kleinsasser, and she's going to be fouled in a play. It's going to go on to Sierra Williamson. A cheap foul over there, and Kerry can't believe that one. It happened right in front of her. Sierra Williamson just had her hands on the waist of Kleinsasser and gets hit with a cheap foul there. Sierra Williamson's first foul. Team foul number three on the Broncos. Northwestern will play it in again. Comes way outside the three-point arc to Engelbritzen. She comes across the top now to Hudson. Bounce pass goes inside to Kleinsasser. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. It is loose and it's picked up by Hastings. Broncos have the ball. Cammy Bruckman with the board. She gets it over here now to Abby Jackson. Broncos are trailing 16-6. Hastings with the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Van Kirk. Her shot from the right sideline. Good three-pointer. Jamie Van Kirk nails one from right in front of the Northwestern bench. That's her first three of the ball game. She's got 5 points. Hastings now trailing by a score of 16-9. Here's Allie Engelbritzen with the ball. Her pass is deflected. It's loose. It's picked up here by Hudson. Out of Kleinsasser to Hudson. Back in the Kleinsasser. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She blows the layup, and the rebound comes down to Hastings, and a foul is called. So after the Kleinsasser picks up the personal foul, that's going to be her first team foul number. Looks like team foul number three on the Red Raiders. Hastings College will come back with the ball. It's a non-shooting situation. Here comes Chanel Farmer into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Abby Jackson. So 16-9 to score. Northwestern is out on top for the Broncos. They've led it from the opening tap here this afternoon. Here's Farmer with the ball, high right side. Chanel Farmer, bounce pass goes to Zwiener, who's back into the ballgame. There's a pass down the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Kleinsasser, the third turnover on Hastings College here in the ballgame. Running back the other way is Paige O'Neill. Kicks it out for three. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Vandersloot. And the rebound comes down here to Hastings. Cammy Bruckman with the board. Down the right sideline, gets the ball ahead now. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Jamie Van Kirk, her pass going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Paige O'Neill, the fourth turnover on Hastings. O'Neill driving layup now to Karen Hudson, and her shot's up and in. Karen Hudson scores on the assist from Paige O'Neill. O'Neill leads the Great Plains Athletic Conference in assist, averaging 5.2. She gets one right there. Northwestern out on top, down with a score of 18-9. 11 and a half minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Cammy Bruckman, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Vandersloot. Vandersloot with the ball now for Northwestern. Gets it into the hands of Paige O'Neill, drives it down the lane, stops and pops. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Zwiener. Outlet pass goes to Van Kirk. Long pass down to four to Cammy Bruckman. Her shot is up there and in. Bruckman scores on the assist there from Van Kirk. 18-11 now. Hastings down by 7 points. We've hit 11 minutes to go here in the first half from the Boltman Center in Orange City this afternoon. Paige O'Neill to Hudson down underneath the basket. The Engelbritzen shots up and in. They're slicing up the Bronco defense with ease here this afternoon. Allie Engelbritzen scores on the baseline right underneath the hole. Again, it's a 9-point lead, 20-11 for the 7th-ranked Northwestern Red Raiders. There's a Van Kirk, her shot for three is going to be up there. She buries another one. Jamie Van Kirk buries another one out here from the top of the key. She's got 8 points in the ballgame now. And the Broncos are back to within six. It's 20-14. 10 minutes and 28 seconds to play. There's a shot underneath the hole. It's up there and in by Vandersloot. Morgan Vandersloot hits her second field goal in the ballgame. She's got 4 points, 22-14. Red Raiders have the lead. Here's Farmer with the ball. Comes out to Van Kirk across the top. Now to Cammy Bruckman to the near sideline. That's Alex Edwards. Cross-court pass to Van Kirk. Her shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hudson. Karen Hudson has got it now for the Red Raiders, running back the other way. Hudson gets it in the hands of Vandersloot to the far sideline. Engelbritzen. Her shot for three is good. Allie Engelbritzen hits a three, and Kerry calls another timeout here. Northwestern has opened up an 11-point lead over Hastings College for the GPAC Championship this afternoon. 9 minutes and 54 seconds to play. We're in the first half in the Boltman Center. We'll take a break with a score, Northwestern 25, Hastings 14.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS today and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Northwestern shoots the ball extremely well in this building. They've got great success here at the Boltman Center. In fact, they have won their last 23 games in a row here in Orange City. That includes all their home games this year. They're undefeated. Last time they were beaten here was last season, back on November the 20th, when Morningside came here and beat them by a score of 72-70. Since then, 23 victories in a row for Northwestern here at the Boltman Center. They're working on number 24 right here as they've got a lead over Hastings. The score is 25-14. There's Farmer from the corner. Shot for three is good. Chanel Farmer buries one from the right corner for Hastings College. That gets the Broncos back to the ball game here. 25-17 now. Hastings trailing by 8 points. Here's Vander Mottner. Shot for three is up there at the other end. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings, and a foul is called. Frankie Peterson got the rebound there for the Broncos, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Northwestern. It's going to go on Small, Mackenzie Small, who picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number four in the Red Raiders. Hastings has got the ball here. Back in their offensive end. Shooting to our basket to our left. There's an entry pass. Get it inside to Zwiener. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off the right side. No good. Rebound Red Raiders, and a foul is going to be called. Karen Hudson got the rebound there for Northwestern. But a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings College. We're down to 9 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 25-17. Hastings College trailing in the ball game. Van Kirk picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. So Northwestern has got the ball. There's a Vander Mottin with it now. Out here in three-point territory. Goes over to Hudson. Dribbles the ball down the lane. Draws contact. His shot is up there. It's no good. But a foul called on the Broncos on the way in. It's going to go on Bruckman. That's going to be personal foul number one on Bruckman. Going to the free throw line for Northwestern is going to be Karen Hudson. Hudson has got 4 points in the ball game thus far. Their free throw is up there and in. Hudson is a 67% foul shooter in the season. She's been there 193 times this year. She's connected on 131 of her free throws. Northwestern, the best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, nailing 74% of their foul shots this year. As Karen Hudson hits her second one, Northwestern 3-for-3 on free throws today. And the Red Raiders now have a 10-point lead over Hastings, 27-17. Broncos have the ball. Chelsea Morton comes out to Farmer. Contact made out here again. And a personal foul is going to be called on Whitney Vander Mottin. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number five on the Red Raiders. So each team down with five fouls here in the first half. 8:51 remaining. Hastings trailing. Final score of 27-17. Farmer will inbound the ball. That's going to be Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Van Kirk goes to the far sideline to Peterson. Gets it inside to Zwiener. Shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Laurel Zwiener finally gets one to go down here for Hastings, and she is fouling the play. Zwiener gets her second field goal of the ball game, and now she'll go to the free-throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled in there on Vander Mottin. That's going to be her second. Zwiener to the free-throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot in and out. No good. Ball is loose on the baseline and is picked up here by Northwestern. Vander Mottin has got the rebound, gets it ahead now to Paige O'Neill to the left wing. A shot for three is up there and in. Mackenzie Small nails a three-pointer. She's got 8 points in the ball game now. She's been hitting 38% of her trays so far this year, and she buries that one from right in front of the Bronco bench. 30-19. Northwestern now with an 11-point lead. There's Farmer going down to Van Kirk, drives the baseline. Her shot no good. Rebound loose in the lane. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Red Raiders. Boy, Hastings having a tough time here in the first half. They've hit only 7 out of 19 from the field in the first half, or 30%. They are 2 out of 8 on three-pointers. Northwestern, they're hitting 54% of their shots so far. They are 12 out of 22, including 3 out of 6 from three-point territory. The Broncos not shooting the ball very well here in this first half of play. Thus, they are trailing by 11 points already, 30 to 19, as we approach the 8-minute mark here in the first half in the Boltman Center. Hudson from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too hard. No good. Rebound comes down to Peterson, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Peterson is fouled down there by Paige O'Neill, it looks like. Yep, Paige O'Neill picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 7 now on the Red Raiders. So Hastings now in the bonus situation with 8:04 remaining. Again, Concordia is playing Morningside today, as the top 4 teams in a G-Pack are squaring off, and Concordia has come back after trailing by 10 points early. It's now 26-25, Concordia with the lead over Morningside. They're at the 8-minute mark of their ball game from Sioux City. Frankie Peterson goes to the free throw line. She hits her first one. Here comes the second shot. It's up there and in. So Frankie Peterson hits a couple of free throws. Hastings College is now trailing by 9 points at 30-21. We're right at the 8-minute mark. As Northwestern comes into the forecourt, here's Paige O'Neill. Entry pass inside to Kleinsasser. Her shot is up there from right in front of the free throw line. Good. Kleinsasser hits her third field goal. The ball dances around the rim and decides to go down through the cylinder. He's got 6 points. Broncos are trailing by 11 again, 32-21. Here's Morton driving with the ball. Gets it out here to Jackson. On the dribble, takes it to the top of the key. Moves it to the right sideline. That's going to be Morton with the ball. Morton now to Sierra Williamson. Back around to Abby Jackson. Down in the baseline to Frankie Peterson. Back out to Jackson. Sizes up the 3. Takes the 3 and hits it. Abby Jackson, it's a 3-pointer there for Hastings. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 32-24. Hastings down by 8 points. Red Raiders have the ball. Back into the forecourt. There's a pass down in the right corner. That's Mackenzie Small. Her shot is up there. It's good again. Mackenzie Small, a 15-footer off the right baseline. She's averaging 12 points per ball game. She's got 10 already here against the Broncos. But now we got a foul call down here as Hastings was driving the ball toward the goal. Personal foul is whistled on Northwestern. Hastings will go to the free throw line. Chelsea Morton will go to the stripe here for the Broncos. End of the ball game is going to be Alex Edwards. Coming out will be Peterson. The foul is going to be called on, looks like, O'Neill. Paige O'Neill picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. So Chelsea Morton to the free throw line, is 63% foul shooter on the season. Morton's shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Kleinsasser. 35-24. Northwestern has got the lead. Red Raiders with the ball. Here's Hudson taking it down to the baseline. Drives it to the goal. His shot is up there. No good. And she's fouled in the play. Hudson will go to the free throw line now for the Red Raiders, as a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 6 on Hastings. The Northwestern in the active shooting here, so they'll get 2 shots. The first one is up there. It's going to be no good. Darren Hudson will have 1 more. Score is 35-24. Northwestern with the lead for the GPAC championship here this afternoon. Second shot is up there and in. End of the ball game now is going to be Jossie White. White comes in. She's averaging 2.2 points per ball game. 36-24. Northwestern with a lead this afternoon. Here's Hastings with the ball. Van Kirk has got it. Van Kirk on the left side of the floor. Gets it out between the circles. Now to Abby Jackson. Sends it back to Van Kirk here on the near sideline. Puts it on the floor. Now throws it down in the corner to Edwards. To Jackson on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. To Edwards just inside the ring. Brings it back out to Van Kirk. Down the left baseline, that's Chelsea Morton. Out to Jackson for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Morton goes back up, shoots and scores. An offensive board and a follow by Chelsea Morton. That's her first field goal of the ball game, 36-26. Hastings down by 10 points here in the first half. Here's Ingle Britson with the ball as Northwestern passes around the perimeter. Out here to a Mackenzie Small on the wing. That's a Paige O'Neill. Down to Small. The Kleinsasser here on the near sideline. Gets it in the hands of White. Back out top, a 3-pointer. Put up there and in. Allie Engelbrinson hits the 3-pointer from a couple of feet beyond the 3-point line. She's got 8 points, 39-26. And now Hastings calls another timeout here. Broncos call a timeout as they were trapped right at the 10-second line there. We've got a timeout. Hastings, 5 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Northwestern 39, Hastings 26.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Again, in the other game we're watching on this championship Saturday, it's Concordia now with the lead over Morningside, 27-26. Concordia trailed early by 10, but the Bulldogs have come back, 27-26 is the score. They have got 5.5 minutes to play down in Sioux City. Hastings College trailing here by a score of 39-26. There's Chelsea Morton on the right baseline. Comes out to Jackson, back down to Morton. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by the Red Raiders as they come back the other way with the lead. Morton goes for the steal right there at the 10-second line and can't get to it. Chauncey White comes over here on the wing to Vander Motten, back out top. There's a three-pointer put up there by Engelbrinson, no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk, running back the other way. Pulls up, shoots a little jumper. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Allie Engelbrinson. Here come the Northwestern Red Raiders. They've got a 13-point lead, 39-26. Another three-ball thrown up there. It's going to be no good by O'Neill. Rebounded by Feinsasser, and she's fouled in the play. Feinsasser is fouled in the play here. She'll go to the free throw line. Samantha Feinsasser has already got 6 points in the ball game. So we're going to have some free throws coming up. The foul goes on Jackson of Hastings. That's going to be your first. Feinsasser to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Samantha Feinsasser is an 82% foul shooter in the season. She is third best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Autumn Zenon. Zenon comes into the ball game. Abby Jackson checks out. Broncos have dug themselves a hole here in the first half. It's 40-26. Hastings hitting only 36% of their field goals in the first half. Next shot is up there and in by Samantha Feinsasser. Hastings trailing by 15 points here. 41-26. Here comes Autumn Zenon with the ball here on the near sideline. Zenon gets the ball away to Farmer. Back out to Zenon. Dribbles once and sends it to the far side. Van Kirk has got it. Now to Zenon. Out here in three-point territory. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Farmer. Takes off. Farmer down here on the baseline. A short jumper is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Vander Motten. The Red Raiders have the ball. Vander Motten races the ball back the other way. Comes across the top. There's McKenzie Small for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass to the far sideline. With the basketball there, it's going to be Alex Edwards. She runs her back the other way. Autumn Zena now comes across the top to Van Kirk. Now to Farmer on the near sideline. The Van Kirk dribbles to the top of the key. She's double-teamed there. Comes out to Farmer for three. Shot is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Ball is chased down in the corner. Paige O'Neill has got the ball. Now she's double-teamed, and we got a timeout called. A timeout called from the Northwestern bench as Paige O'Neill was being pressured down in the corner. Broncos are going for the jump ball, but Northwestern burns a timeout here. 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play. We're in the first half of the Boltman Center in Orange City. The score, Northwestern 41, Hastings 26.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing here in the women's ball game by a score of 41-26. Northwestern with the ball. Paige O'Neill gets it out here to Karen Hudson. She's going to have her pocket pick. The steal there by Farmer. That's the fourth turnover on Northwestern. Here's Van Kirk at the other end. Her shot good. Three-pointer. Jamie Van Kirk here from the near sideline. She's got 11 points for Hastings here in the first half, and the Broncos now trail by a score of 41-29. Northwestern with the ball back in their offensive zone. Karen Hudson drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Hudson takes it right to the hole and scores. 9 points in the ball game now for Karen Hudson. It's a 43-29 ball game. Northwestern out on top. This is the highest scoring team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're averaging 90.6 points per ball game. They've got 43 on the board already here against Hastings. Here's Van Kirk hopping to the hole. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's Alex Edwards out to Zenon. And a traveling violation on Autumn Zenon. Turnover number 6 on Hastings. End of the ball game now is going to be Engelbrinson for Northwestern. They will play things in here on the near side, right in front of the Red Raider bench. Northwestern, like we said, averaging 90.6 points per ball game in offense. They're giving up only 70.6 on the defensive end. That's fifth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There's McKenzie Small to Paige O'Neill. Gets over to Ingle Brinson. At the top of the key, now to Paige O'Neill. Lob pass inside. The ball's going to be deflected away, out of bounds. Frankie Peterson coming over and denying the ball to Adrian Giesel, who's just into the ball game. It's deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwestern playing things in from underneath their own bucket. Engel Brisson has got the ball on the baseline. She drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's hacked in the arm. And a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Farmer. Janelle Farmer picks up her first personal foul. This is going to be team foul number 8 on the Broncos. We're going to have some free throws coming up here with 3:05 to play in the first half. This is Engel Brinson. Her shot is up there, rattles out, no good. Engel Brinson is a 76% foul shooter on the season. She's now 62 out of 82 from the free throw line. Second best score in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 18.6 points per ball game. She hits her second shot here, gives her 9 points here in this ball game. 44-29. Broncos are down by 15 points here in the final regular season game for the Broncos here this afternoon. Here's Farmer with the ball. Goes over to Samuelson, who's into the ball game now. Holly Samuelson out to Van Kirk in 3-point territory. Van Kirk at the top of the key. Drives it left side of the lane. Van Kirk nearly travels with the ball. Now spins and puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Karen Hudson. Hudson runs her back the other way at the free throw line. Down low to Engel Brinson. Her shot is up and in. Engel Brinson now with 11 points in the ballgame, and Hastings is trailing by 17, 46-29 here in the ballgame. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Hastings is down by 17 points, the biggest lead of the ballgame now for the Red Raiders. They are tough in this building. Autumn Zenon will end up pound the ball from underneath their own basket. Zenon will get things in to Peterson in the corner. Frankie Peterson drives it toward the goal. Here's a jump pass inside. It's shot by Farmer from right in front of the basket. She cannot hit that one. Ball is loose and is picked up by Engel Brinson. Engel Brinson comes back the other way for Northwestern on the dribble. Here's a bounce pass. It'll be kicked by Hastings, and Northwestern will play things in here on the near sideline. 2:15 to play here in the first half. Here comes Morgan Vandersloot back into the ball game now for Northwestern, replacing McKenzie Small. Red Raiders will inbound the ball. Instead, underneath their own basket here, they just lob it out here. Aaron Hudson gets it to Paige O'Neill at the free throw line. The Kleinsasser shot from 10, good. Samantha Kleinsasser with 10 points in the ballgame, and they're stealing the show here this afternoon. 48-29. The Broncos are down big time in the first half. There's a pass that's going to be lost out of bounds by Farmer. Paige O'Neill goes for the steal. Farmer couldn't control the ball here on the near sideline as it goes out of bounds. And now Hastings calls another timeout. Broncos call another timeout with 2 minutes to play here in the first half. They're on the verge getting blown out of here in the first half. 2 minutes to play until halftime. The score, Northwestern 48, Hastings 29.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Championship Saturday here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The other two teams that are toward the top of the conference race, Morningside and Concordia, they're squaring off down in Sioux City today. Morningside has come back to grab the lead over Concordia, 39-36. They've got a minute and 42 seconds to play in the first half down there. Hastings College is trailing by 19 with 2 minutes to play here. It's 48-29, and the Red Raiders have the ball. Back in their forecourt, they go right to work inside to Engel Brinson. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound, Kleinsasser has it knocked out of her hands on a bounce, and it's going to be Northwestern ball. That's Cammy Bruckman who got a piece of that ball and deflected it away from Kleinsasser, so Northwestern will play things in from underneath their own basket. This is Vander Motten to trigger things in. Vandermont gets it to Kleinsasser, grabs the ball, shoots and scores. Kleinsasser scores underneath the basket. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings trailing by 21. 50-29. Northwestern has put a 50 spot on the Broncos here in the first half of play. Hastings struggling offensively. There's a shot from the corner by Van Kirk. Good. Van Kirk hits a three ball from the deep right corner. She's got 14 in the ball game. 50-32. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Running back the other way is going to be Vandersloot, who's back into the ball game. Vandersloot to the wing. Karen Hudson, there's a pass underneath the hole. Vandermotten has got the ball. Lobs it into the lane. Now we got a collision down there. Two players hit the deck, and a foul is going to be called. Bruckman goes down for Hastings. Ingle Britson goes down for Northwestern. And the foul is going to go on Bruckman. That's going to be her second personal foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Allie Engel Britson now for Northwestern. She's got 11 points in the ball game. So Engel Britson back to the free throw line, a 76% foul shooter. Her shot is up there and the shot is good. She's down 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, 51-32. 1 minute and 12 seconds to play. So the anticipated shootout between these two teams not materializing here in the first half. Engel Britson's next free throw is up there and in. Engel Britson hits two free throws. And Northwestern has got a 52-32 lead over Hastings with a 1:08 left on the clock as Hastings has the ball back into the forecourt. Here's Van Kirk with it on the wing. Van Kirk dribbles to the elbow, right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Goes out to Cammie Bruckman. Comes across the top now to Zenon. Zenon to the near sideline to Samuelson. Takes it down on the baseline. Her little short jumper is going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought out of there by Engel Britson. Running back the other way. Engel Britson to the 10-second line. Gets it into the hands of Paige O'Neill. We're down to 43 seconds left on the clock now, 20 seconds on the shot clock. So Northwestern will take some time off of the clock here with a big lead, 52-32. Here's Paige O'Neill at the top of the key. Paige O'Neill to Karen Hudson on the wing, lobs it inside to Kleinsasser. Kleinsasser kicks her back out here to Vandersloot. Across the top again to Engel Britson. Lobs it back inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Bruckman as she runs her back for Hastings. Bruckman gets the ball down to Frankie Peterson. Drives her shot. It's up there. Good. Frankie Peterson scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. 10 seconds left here in the first half. Engel Britson back the other way. Your driving layup is up there and in. Allie Engel Britson scoring at will there. She's got 15 points in the ball game. Here's Van Kirk from half court. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. The Broncos are down by 20 points at halftime in the GPAC championship ball game here this afternoon at the Boltman Center in Orange City. Hastings had a tough time offensively here in this basketball game in the first 20 minutes of play. We're at halftime here this afternoon. Hastings trailing the Red Raiders. The score, Northwestern 54, Hastings 34. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, addition of Pro Team Design.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. On the road with Hastings today in Orange City, Iowa. And Northwestern has got the lead over Hastings by a score of 54-34. Broncos need a win this afternoon to lock up the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship. If they lose, it's going to throw things into a tizzy. I'll tell you what, we could have a four-way tie for the conference lead depending on what happens down in Sioux City this afternoon. Right now, Morningside has got a lead over Concordia. They're at halftime. Morningside's got a 12-point lead over Concordia, 48-36. So the scores stand up the way they are right now. We'll have a four-way tie for first place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference on this final day of the regular season. And, of course, it goes to all of the tiebreakers then, and we'll figure out the seedings for the conference tournament that gets underway next week. But we still got 20 minutes to go here in this one. Hastings trailing by a score of 54-34. Halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings at 604 South Burlington. The Broncos in the first half, they hit only 12 out of 34 field goals for 35.3%. Northwestern, 20 out of 35 for 57.1%. Three-pointers, Hastings 5 out of 12 for 41%. Northwestern 5 out of 11 for 45%. Hastings 2 out of 4 on free throws for 50%. Northwestern from the free throw line, they were 9 out of 11 for 81%. Rebound, Northwestern with 24, Hastings with 15. Red Raiders had 4 offensive rebounds and 20 on defense. Hastings had 4 offensive rebounds and 11 on defense. Northwestern has got 1 block shot and 5 steals in the ballgame. Hastings with no block shots. They've got 4 steals. And the turnovers, they are tied at 5 turnovers apiece. Scoring in the ballgame for Hastings, Jamie Van Kirk. She has got 14 points in the ballgame. She has hit 4 three-pointers, and she's got a 2-point field goal. So 14 points for Jamie Van Kirk. Not much else for Hastings offensively. Frankie Peterson, she's got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Laurel Zwiener has got a couple of field goals for 4 points. Abby Jackson, she has nailed a 3 for only points in this ballgame. Chanel Farmer's hit a 3-pointer for 3 points. Gammy Brecklin, just a field goal for 2. Chelsea Morton has got a field goal for 2. Morton is 0 for 1 from the free throw line. And Sierra Williamson has got a field goal and 2 points. For the Red Raiders of Northwestern, they're being led so far by Allie Engelbritzen. Engelbritzen has hit 2 three-pointers. She's got 3 2-point field goals, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Engelbritzen leading the way. She's got 15. Mackenzie Small and Samantha Kleinsasser also in double figures. Kleinsasser's got 12 points. She's got 5 field goals. She's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Mackenzie Small has got 2 three-pointers and 2 2-point field goals. She has got 10. Karen Hudson, she has got 9 points in the game, 3 field goals, and she's 3 for 4 from the free throw line. And let's see, Morgan Vandersloot has got a couple of field goals for 4 points. Whitney Vandermotten, she has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 3 points. Again, it's Northwestern with a lead over Hastings College here at halftime. The score is 54-34. And the other action going on, we told you about the stuff going on down at Sioux City here today. And it's a 48-36 ball game. Northwestern has got the lead over Concordia. Concordia is the team that's tied with Hastings right now atop the GPAC standings with this one final game to go. The other games going on in the conference today, Midland is playing at Dort. Doan is at Briarcliff, and Nebraska Wesleyan is at Mount Marty. Hastings and Concordia tied for first place, 16-3. Northwestern and Morningside, they're tied for third place at 15-4. This final regular season game of the season here this afternoon. The GPAC postseason tournament will get underway next Wednesday with the quarterfinal round. So it's 54-34, Northwestern with a 20-point lead over Hastings College this afternoon. Tyson Avronik is standing by. He's got Hastings College Spotlight coming up next. The second half is straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. it has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson and Veronica with you. Joining us this morning, we'll be joined by Clayton Anderson, a former NASA astronaut, Hastings College Board of Trustees member. He was on the Hastings College campus this week where I had a chance to catch up with the former astronaut. Clay, you've been back in Hastings this week here on the Hastings College campus doing some other events as well. Tell us maybe just a little bit first and foremost about what brings you back to Hastings this week.
Well, I'm trying to work a little bit with the college to help sell the Hastings College brand a little bit. And locally here in the Hastings Grand Island area, it's meeting with students and kind of telling them my story. I'm at the point in my career, having retired from NASA, where I'm ready to try to give back. And one of the ways I can give back is to meet with these kids, tell them my story, and maybe encourage them to create a story of their own.
And so does this work involve Hastings College students, high school students? Talk about what the last few days have been like for you.
Yes, it involves Hastings College students, Hastings College alumni, local kids in Grand Island, local kids in Hastings. So I've talked to by the time it's all done, we'll have hit maybe six schools total. And, you know, it's a little hard work, but it's a lot of fun. I love telling my stories, and I hope the kids are interested. I hope they get something out of it. The whole idea for me is I'm just like them. They're just like me. I'm a small-town kid from a small-town in Nebraska, which I think is a huge advantage for young people, and I think they should tout that advantage, and they should use it as they move on in their careers and do great things.
Oftentimes the words reaching for the stars might be a little bit cliche, but in your case that became a reality. Talk a little bit about you know, what you're telling them, how you're telling them that they can realize their dreams at this age.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to point out that they're exactly like me. When I sat in the high school chairs, I was just like them. I had the same thoughts. I did the same things. I had the same smart aleck responses. You know, they're no different than me. What I encourage them to do is figure out what they dream to do. You know, do they want to be on American Idol or America's Got Talent, or do they want to be on Broadway, or do they want to be in an operating room working on emergency patients? They just have to figure out their dream, and hopefully by listening to my story, it can show them that it doesn't matter where you're from, it doesn't matter how small or big the town is, but Nebraska gives you an advantage by virtue of the people that love you, that mentor you, that teach you, that raise you and nurture you, and that you should use that to your advantage as you go forth in your life.
So, and you've mentioned you're trying to help brand the Hastings, or help sell the Hastings College brand a little bit. Talk maybe about how Hastings College personally helped you achieve those goals.
Well, I think the fact that when I came to Hastings, it's more of a small-town environment, a small-school environment, where I was able to do many different things, athletics, academics, music, theater, student government, you know, the whole gambit. I was able to do that, and I believe personally that if you can do multiple things, you become a better citizen in the United States. There are kids out there that are focused and do just one thing, and they do it brilliantly, and that's fine. But I think overall, we need highly talented, multidisciplined, multi-experienced young people that are going to lead our nation in the future. And that's what I'm trying to push that message that maybe it's not Hastings College, but you know, the small environment allows you to do many things, and I think that helped me become a United States astronaut and serve admirably on the International Space Station because I could do many things well. I wasn't an expert at any, but I could do many things well.
Once again, Clay Anderson joining us on the KHS Radio Close-Up Program. A few more minutes, and then we're going to go grab some food and talk with some people as well. But let's maybe kind of backtrack and talk about some of your work on the International Space Station and what that was like.
Well, it was an opportunity of a lifetime. I was blessed to have the opportunity to go serve my country as a U.S. astronaut. The work was varied. Some of it was mundane, but most of it was very exciting. My spacewalk time was incredible, flying the robotic arm and being in a billion-dollar spaceship and doing things for my country was...
Talking about high school students, college students' futures, what's the future for Clay Anderson?
It's exciting, I think. I'm doing keynote speaking, motivational speaking. I teach part-time at Iowa State. No, I did not move to Ames. I still live in Texas. I have a book coming out in December. The title is still to be determined. I like to call it Taking Up Space, but I think that may change before it's all done. But I'm very excited about that. It should be released in December, and I'll be a first-time author. So lots of things in store.
Well, it's not the it's a pretty rare opportunity that we get the chance to talk with somebody who has served our country, served on the International Space Station, and has an opportunity to talk about Hastings College and talk to our area youth. So, Clay, we really appreciate the time that you've spent here in Hastings.
It's been my pleasure, Tyson. My first interview in my entire life was KHAS after a football game when I was a junior at Hastings College. So thanks for the opportunity.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley, express delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College trailing here at halftime. The score is 54-34. And Hastings hitting only 37% of their shots in the first half. Northwestern 57%. Hastings is trailing here by 20 as the second half gets underway. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right. Hastings will have the opening possession of the second half as Jackson drives it down the lane, kicks it out. There's a shot by Breckman. It's going to be no good on the baseline. And the rebound comes down to Karen Hudson. Hudson runs her back the other way. A long pass down the floor is going to be tipped out of bounds by Bruckman. It's going to be Northwestern playing things in from underneath their own basket. Hastings College baseball this afternoon. They lost to Oklahoma Wesleyan 8-4. Hastings College softball. The Broncos beat the Dort Defenders by the score of 7-2. Hastings College women's basketball team trailing here. Now here's a steal by Zwiener. Turnover number 6 now in Northwestern. Zwiener gets the ball to Frankie Peterson underneath the basket and throws the basketball away. Bruckman tries to save it. She ends up sailing into the Bronco bench. But they throw the basketball away. That's going to be turnover number 6 on Hastings. 19.5 to play in the ball game. Hastings is trailing Northwestern by a score of 54-34. Red Raiders come back with the basketball. That's going to be Engelbretson. Goes over to Kleinsasser. Back to Engelbretson inside. All alone. Lays it up and in. Allie Engelbretson now has got 17 points in the ball game. It's 56-34. Hastings down by 22 points. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk on the wing. Comes out between the circles now to Jackson. Down to Bruckman. Fires up a three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Peterson. Peterson is tied up in the play. A jump ball. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Northwestern. Nothing going right for Hastings so far in this basketball game. They're down by 22 points, and Northwestern has got the ball. Crossing the 10-second line is going to be Paige O'Neill right here in the center of the floor. Bounce pass goes over to Kleinsasser on the wing on the right side. Out to Hudson now, top of the key. Left side is small. Her entry pass is intercepted. Intercepted there by Hastings College. That's going to be Zwiener with the interception. Gets it to Van Kirk, drives it, shoots it, and misses. Rebound comes down to McKenzie Small. She rolls out of there now for Northwestern. Races it back the other way. Engelbrinson to Kleinsasser on the baseline. Shot up there and in. Kleinsasser scores. She's got 14 in the ball game. The assist there to Engelbrinson. It's now a 58-34 ball game as Northwestern has scored the first 4 points here in the second half. Here's Bruckman out to Jackson at the top of the key. They can't be Bruckman on the wing on the left side. Bruckman lobs it in to Zwiener. She's double-teamed. Wheels. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Kleinsasser. Rebound is loose here on the near sideline and is picked up here by Hudson. Now to Kleinsasser in backcourt. Gets into the hands of McKenzie Small. Small over on the right side to Vanderbotten. Vanderbotten in the lane. Now to Hudson. Kicks it out for three. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by McKenzie Small. We got a... Let's see if it goes high in the air and it bounces off of a support wire up above the basket, so it's officially out of bounds, and Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Here comes Morton into the ballgame now for Hastings. Bruckman will come out. 58-34. Hastings trailing in the ballgame. 17:45 to play. Driving down the lane. Jackson shot no good. Rebound Zwiener. Follow shot good. Oral Zwiener gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. 58-36. Hastings trailing. Here's Engelbrinson with the ball. Engelbrinson out of Paige O'Neill out here in 3 point territory. Brings it to Kleinsasser for three. Shot is up there. Short, no good. Rebound comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Broncos will play things in. Hastings College basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning crowned the team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. And by Valentino's. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Northwestern 58, Hastings 36. Women's college basketball action here this afternoon. There's Van Kirk with the ball on the wing. Van Kirk around his screen from Zwiener. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline. Chelsea Morton outside now to Frankie Peterson. Bombs it inside to Zwiener. The ball is knocked loose and is picked up by Kleinsasser. And now a foul is going to be called on Zwiener. Turnover number 7 in the ball game on Hastings. Zwiener picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 1. On Hastings here in the second half of play. And Northwestern will play things in. We're 3 minutes into the second half. Northwestern 58, Hastings 36. Paige O'Neill with the ball comes over here to Vandersloot. Vandersloot over to Paige O'Neill again. High right side. Dribbles. Here's a bounce pass to Engelbrinson. Now to Kleinsasser. Over on the wing to Paige O'Neill. Brings it back on the wing to Vandersloot. Now to Hudson at the top of the key. Inside to Kleinsasser. Turnaround jumper in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Frankie Peterson down the near sideline. Frankie with a right-handed dribble. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Jackson. She throws up a long three. Her shot's up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hudson. Karen Hudson with the ball now for Northwestern. The Paige O'Neill drives it to the lane. Here's a pass. It's going to be Vandersloot. And she's going to be drilled on the play. And she's going to be going to the free throw line. Vandersloot was taking the ball to the hole there. The feed from Paige O'Neill. And she is fouled in a play here by Hastings College on Peterson. Peterson picks up her second personal foul. Vandersloot goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. No good. Vandersloot will have one more. Northwestern now 9 out of 12 from the free throw line here today. Adrian Giesel comes into the ballgame now for Northwestern. Here comes another free throw. It's up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good by Vandersloot. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So the score remains at 58-36. Hastings trailing now. 16 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the contest. Morton, she drives, and her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul's going to be called. Vandersloot picks up the personal foul for Northwestern. That's going to be her second personal. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Chelsea Morton. Morton has got 2 points in the ball game. Oh, one from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. She misses another one. So I have one more shot here. Hastings now 2 out of 5 on free throws. 2 out of 5 on free throws, and they're 14 out of 42 from the field. Just 33%. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Morton, so she hits 1 out of 2. 58-37. Hastings down by 21. Here's Vandersloot with the ball. Now to Engelbrinson. Engelbrinson picked up there by Morton. Here's Karen Hudson. High right side. Moves it back down in the corner to Engelbrinson. On the dribble. Gets it to Karen Hudson now. Hudson looking to penetrate down the lane. She takes it to the goal and scores it left-handed. Karen Hudson takes it right to the rim and scores. She's got 11 points in the ball game at 60-37. Broncos trailing here in the ball game. Here's Van Kirk at the top of the three-point arc. Now drives it down the lane. Her shot's up there no good, but she's fouled in the play. And Van Kirk will go to the free throw line down for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hudson. That's going to be her second foul. So Karen Hudson's second personal. It's going to be a non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Underneath their own basket, Jackson will play things in. She does to Van Kirk. Van Kirk wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there good. Van Kirk takes it right to the hole and scores. Jamie's got 16 in the ball game. One of the very few Broncos that are having a good day offensively today. Van Kirk was 16. The Broncos trail 60-39. Hastings in a man-to-man defense trying to create something here in the second half. Here's Paige O'Neill. Entry pass to get it inside to Hudson. Out of the far sideline as they work with it over there. Karen Hudson with the ball. Hudson brings it out here to Paige O'Neill. 9 seconds on the shot clock. O'Neill looking. There's a pass inside to Gasell. Gasell puts it up there. Shot's going to be blocked down there by Williamson. And Sierra grabs the ball for Hastings College. So a blocked shot there by Sierra Williamson. Hastings coming back with the ball. There's Van Kirk. She drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouled in the play. And Van Kirk will move to the free throw line now for Hastings, and she was fouled in the active shooting. So Van Kirk will have a couple of shots here. Karen Hudson picks up the personal foul. It's going to be number 3 on her. Van Kirk to the free throw line. She's got 16 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. This is her first free throw of the day. Van Kirk is the best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting 84% of her foul shots. She is number 3 in scoring this week, averaging 18.2. She's got 17 so far this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Vandersloot. So it's 60-40, a 20-point lead for Northwestern on Championship Saturday here in Orange City, Iowa. Vander Motten has got the ball out to Paige O'Neill. O'Neill picked up there by Chelsea Morton. O'Neill comes across the top to Mackenzie Small, who's back in the ball game to Vander Motten. She lobs it inside. Wheeling is going to be Gutzell. Her shot's going to be knocked out of her hands. It's picked up by Vander Motten. Her shot is up there and in. Wendy Vander Motten just happened to be right place at the right time there. Picks up the loose ball and scores. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Now Hastings loses the ball out of bounds. Coming back the other way. A turnover on the Broncos. That's their 8. Here comes Chanel Farmer back into the ball game. Chelsea Morton checks out. 14 minutes and 18 seconds to play in this one. Northwestern leading Hastings by the score of 62-40. Northwestern has won their last 23 games in a row here at home, dating back to the early part of last season. There's a pass that could be intercepted. Intercepted by Edwards. That's going to be the 8th turnover on the Northwestern Red Raiders. Edwards gets the ball to Van Kirk. Now to Sierra Williamson. Now to Van Kirk. Right side. Her shot from 12 is up there. No good. Feinsasser grabs the rebound for Northwestern. Now to Paige O'Neill. Paige O'Neill streaks it back the other way. There's a pass to Vander Motten. She bobbles the ball. The scramble is on. And finally, we've got a jump ball called. An arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it on the alternating jump. A turnover on the Red Raiders, and that's going to be their 9th here in the contest. 13 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Next up for the Broncos will be the GPAC quarterfinals. That'll be on Wednesday. Pairings for the GPAC tournament will be announced later on this evening by the Great Plains Athletic Conference office in Sioux City. 62-40 is the score. Hastings down by 22 points. Hastings with the ball in their offensive end. This is Jackson. Drives it in the lane. Her passing will be intercepted. Intercepted by Paige O'Neill. A turnover on Hastings. That's their 9th. O'Neill gets the ball back to Engelbrinson. Fakes the 3. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it out now. Vander Motten out of Engelbrinson. On the wing on the left side to Small. There's a pass out on the baseline and a big collision down there. Trying to get to Vander Motten, and she runs into Abby Jackson down there. And Jackson's going to be hit with a personal foul. Jackson's second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings here in the second half of play. Northwestern will play things in from underneath their own basket. Vander Motten looking. Goes over to Engelbrinson. Deep in the corner of the right side. Picked up there by Van Kirk of Hastings. Here's Paige O'Neill to the left wing now. Mackenzie Small. Her pass out on top is into the backcourt. We've got an over and back violation. Over and back violation here on Northwestern. So that's going to be their 10th turnover of the ball game. Here comes Cammy Breckman back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Van Kirk. 13:06 to play. Women's college basketball. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHS. Here's a Cammy Breckman with the ball. Now to Farmer. Moves it over in the wing on the left side. That's going to be Abby Jackson with it now. Northwestern is in a zone defense now against the Broncos. Here's a Cammy Breckman with the ball. Sends it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good and seems to be fouled in the play as Breckman powers her way toward the goal there and draws the personal foul. So Breckman will go to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be called on Ingebrigtsen. That's going to be her first team foul number three on the Red Raiders here in this second half of play. Here's Breckman at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot is around the rim and down. Cammy's been held to just 3 points so far today. Breckman is a 73% foul shooter on the season. Breckman is now 101 for 139 from the free throw line this year. Breckman's next shot is up there, and it is good, but we got a whistle. Somebody was in the lane too soon. So the shot is no good. They wiped that one off of the board. So it's a 62-41 ball game. Hastings trailing. 12 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Here's Ingebrigtsen with the ball now for Northwestern. Moves over to Vandersloot right in front of the Red Raider bunch. And another toot of the whistle down there. Kind of a foul call on Hastings. Sierra Williamson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Team foul number five on Hastings here in the second half. Northwestern will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Kleinsasser gets it out here to Vandermotten. Out of the free throw line to Mackenzie Small. Drives it down the lane. Her shot off the glass is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Breckman has got the ball for the Broncos. Gammy runs her back the other way for Hastings. Into the offensive zone. Goes over on the left side. That's going to be Farmer with the ball. She falls down. Keeps the dribble alive, though. Comes out to Abby Jackson. Now to Breckman. Down in the right corner. Edwards for three. Shots an air ball. No good. Rebound to Farmer. Now to Edwards again. The Breckman drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Gammy Breckman scores. She has now got 5 points in the ballgame, and Hastings trailing 62-43. Down by 19 points. We've got 12 minutes to play here in this one. Here's Kleinsasser with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Ingebrigtsen. Bombs it back inside to Kleinsasser. Shot is up there and in. Kleinsasser now with 16 points in the ballgame. 64-43. Carrie Hofstetter can only sit and stare as she stands in front of her bench. Over there for Hastings. There's Breckman driving down the lane and her shot's up and in. But maybe Cammy can get hot here. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. 64-45. There's the ball tipped away. Hastings has it. Sierra Williamson has the ball, dribbling back the other way. Gets it in the hands of Breckman. Drives and her shot is no good, but she's fouled in the play. So Hastings forces the turnover. Now Cammy Breckman goes to the free throw line here. Mackenzie Small picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So Breckman to the line. You got 7 points in the ball game, five so far here in the second half. 11:26 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing 64-45. And the shot by Breckman is up there. It's good. Breckman now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Again in baseball today, Oklahoma Wesleyan beat Hastings by the score of 8-4. In softball action, Hastings College beat Dort today by the score of 7-2. 64-46 here. Northwestern with the lead over the Hastings College women's basketball team. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Breckman hits a couple of free throws. She's now got 9 in the ball game, 64-47. Hastings back to within 17 points. This is as close as they've been for a while here. Northwestern with the ball. Here's Ingebrigtsen. Her shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound is loose, and Hastings grabs the ball. Peterson, but then she turns the ball right back over. She throws it in the hands of Vandermotten, who throws the ball out of bounds. So a couple of turnovers there for Northwestern. They've now got 13 in the ballgame. Hastings with 10. And now the Broncos call a timeout. 11 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the ballgame. The Broncos within 17. They'll have the ball when we come back. The score, Northwestern 64, Hastings 47.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Championship Saturday here today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside has got the lead over Concordia down in Sioux City. The score is Morningside 66 and Concordia 55. They've got 11:31 remaining in that ball game. So if the scores stand up the way they are right now, we would have a four-way tie for the top spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings, Concordia, Northwestern, and Morningside would have identical records of 16-4. They would have to go to the tiebreaker system that they have established in the conference to get the seedings for next week. It would be a mess. 64-47. Hastings can solve that by coming back here and winning this thing, and they would be crowned champions in the Great Plains Athletic Conference during the regular season. But they have a tall order here, still down by 17 points. With about 11 minutes to play in the ballgame, as the Broncos work with it here in their offensive zone, Van Kirk for three, shot good. Van Kirk hits a three-pointer. She's now got 20 points in the ballgame, and Hastings backed within 14 points. It's 64-50 with 10:39 to play here in the contest. Can the Broncos mount a comeback? Here's a Vandersloot with the ball. Now to Engelbrinson, moves it over on the wing on the right side to Vandersloot. Now to Engelbrinson again. Here's Paige O'Neill. Now to Kleinsasser on the wing on the left side. Broncos in a man-to-man defense. Kleinsasser gets rid of it. Here's Paige O'Neill. Dribbles to the free throw line. Down to Karen Hudson. She launches up a shot. In and out. No good. Kleinsasser grabs the rebound on the baseline here. Back out on top to Hudson. Drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose, and Hastings can't grab the ball. Zwiener was down on her knees. She tries to grab the ball before it goes out of bounds, and it's off of her fingertips, and Northwestern will play things in. Here comes Chelsea Martin back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Janelle Farmer will come to the bench. 10:08 remaining. Hastings down by 14 points. 64-50. Northwestern is led by 20 points plus here in the ballgame. And now we got a foul call out here. It's going to go on Morton. Chelsea Morton picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. So a non-shooting situation. It's going to be Northwestern inbounding the ball. Paige O'Neill has got it now. The Engelbrinson at the free throw line sends it down low to Hudson. Her shot is up there. Good. Karen Hudson scores. She's now got 13 points in the ballgame, 66-50. Broncos need some stops on defense here. Here's a Van Kirk driving. We're going to have an offensive foul called on Jamie Van Kirk. She was driving toward the goal and trying to shove off of a defender there for Northwestern, and Van Kirk gets hit with a personal foul. A second foul on Jamie. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. 9:51 to go. Northwestern 66 and Hastings 50. Engelbrinson with the ball now to Vandersloot. Over here on the wing on the left side to Hudson. And another foul is going to be called. This one's going to go on Northwestern. We've seen our share of fouls in this ballgame now. Officials getting their money's worth here in this one. Personal foul is whistled there on the Red Raiders. They're going to rule this one on Vandermotten. That's going to be her third. So Hastings has got it on the Northwestern turnover. Here comes a Cammy Bruckman. Inside out is Zwiener. She wheels in the lane. Her shot's up there and in. Oral Zwiener scores. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and it's 66-52. The Broncos again down by 14 points here in this one. 9.5 minutes to go. Here's a Vandermotten with the ball. Engelbrinson, high right side. Engelbrinson now takes off toward the goal. Her shot on the baseline is no good, and she's hacked on the arm. Now we're going to have an offensive foul called on Allie Engelbrinson now. Maybe a makeup call for the one down here on Van Kirk. Allie Engelbrinson is hit with a push off as she goes up for the shot. That's going to be the second foul on Allie Engelbrinson. So Hastings has got the ball now. The score is 66-52. Here come the Broncos with 9 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Fans getting a little restless here. Here's Laurel Zwiener. She gets it to Bruckman, drives down the lane, kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer by Van Kirk. Good. Nope, going to say her foot was on the line. Van Kirk's foot was on the line, but she hits one. She's got 22 in the ball game. Hastings back within 11 points. 66-55, now with 8:52 to play. All of a sudden, a little bounce in this step by the Broncos defensively. Here's a Vandersloot with the ball. Goes over to Hudson, drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but the foul is going to be called on the way in. A foul is going to go here on the Broncos, and Hudson will go to the free throw line. This could be the 7th team foul on Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled on, let's see, Van Kirk as she picks up her second personal foul. Karen Hudson to the free throw line. She's 3 out of 4 so far today. Misses that one. She'll have one more shot. She's got 13 points in the ball game. Kleinsasser comes back in. Here comes Paige O'Neill back in. Mackenzie Small comes back in now for the Red Raiders. 8 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Hastings down by just 11 now, 66-55. Next shot is up there and in by Hudson. Hastings trailed by 20 at halftime. And now we've got a whistle. We got some shot clock problems here. As we'll get that situated and resolved, and Hastings again will play things in off of the far sideline. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare, grounded team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. Hastings will play things in. Now we got another whistle. We've still got some clock problems here. 8:39 remaining in the ballgame. Hastings down by 13, 67-54. If Hastings can get this thing under 10 points, they can make a run at this thing yet. Broncos were trailing by 20 at halftime, 54-34. They're trying to make a comeback as Hastings will play things in off of the far sideline. They get into a Van Kirk. Van Kirk now to Chelsea Morton. She takes the ball on the baseline, down in the goal. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Kleinsasser, and the ball's recovered here by Hudson. Hudson gets the ball to Paige O'Neill. Two on two, and she'll hold things up. O'Neill circles back around out here on the dribble. Out in three-point territory. Goes over in the wing to Engelbritzen. Engelbritzen out of McKenzie Small. There's Karen Hudson with it. Left side of the lane. Long pass goes to Engelbritzen. Then brings it back out in three-point territory on the dribble. Now Hudson, top of the key, inside to Engelbritzen. Down low, shot is up there, no good. Rebound Hastings. Broncos down the ball. Here comes Van Kirk down the near sideline. Jamie Van Kirk, she drives the ball toward the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk scores. She has now got 24 points in the ballgame. Hastings within 11. 67-56 with 7 minutes and 51 seconds to play. The Broncos trying to mount a comeback here in the second half of play. Here's Karen Hudson with the ball at the top of the key for Northwestern. The Broncos need to stop here defensively. Back outside to Paige O'Neill. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's McKenzie Small for three. Shot is up there, no good. Ball is chased down in the corner. It's grabbed here by a Northwestern. That's Paige O'Neill. Sends the ball inside. It's deflected out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern playing things in. Zwiener is going to come out now. Sierra Williamson comes into the ballgame. 67-56. Hastings is down by 11. And now we got a timeout, Northwestern. Timeout Northwestern, 7:29 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Northwestern 67, Hastings 56.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, checking in on the other ball game that we're concerned about on this championship Saturday. They've got 9 minutes to play in that one. And Morningside has got the lead over Concordia down in Sioux City. The score is 70-57. So the two teams that were tied for first place in the conference at the start of the day are both trailing here. Concordia trailing Morningside 70-57. And Hastings College trailing the Northwestern Red Raiders. The score is 67-56. That's as close as Hastings has been in a while. In fact, they were down by 20 by halftime today as they shot it just under 40% in that first half. Northwestern ripped the cords for 57% of their field goals to build that 20-point lead. But Hastings coming back here. Here's Hudson on the baseline. Her shot's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. Hastings lost the ball out of bounds. Sierra Williamson had it in her hands and lost it out of bounds. 7:23 remaining. Hastings trailing 67-56. Northwestern will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Kleinsasser. Over here on the wing, now to O'Neill. Moves it down in the corner. That's Engelbritzen. Shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound, Kleinsasser underneath the bucket. Her shot good, and she fouled. Big offensive rebound and a putback there by Samantha Kleinsasser. And she'll go to the free throw line now to try to tack on one more. Foul into play here by Hastings. Personal is going to be called on Cammie Bruckman. That's going to be her third. So Klein Sasser to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, in and out, no good. She misses the free throw. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So it's 69-56, a 13-point lead for the Red Raiders. Here's Chelsea Morton, boosted down on the baseline. Van Kirk spins down there, can't put up a shot. Van Kirk gets it back out here to Brecklin. She drives it to the elbow, kicks it out here. Three-pointer put up there from the top of the key. It's in and out, no good by Samuelson. And the rebound comes down to Hudson. Hudson down the right sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor. 6:50 left in the ballgame. Hastings down by 13 points, 69-56. Here's Engelbritzen with the ball. Engelbritzen gets into the hands now of Paige O'Neill to Engelbritzen. 15 seconds on the shot clock. O'Neill just to the left of the lane, goes down in the corner. Engelbritzen for three. Shot is up there, no good. Another offensive rebound. Mackenzie Small. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Tammy has got it for Hastings College. Gets the ball ahead now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk moves it to the top of the key on the dribble. Now to Breckman. Gabby Breckman here sends it over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Van Kirk. Moves it down on the baseline on the dribble. Two-handed pass comes out on top and goes right into the hands of Mackenzie Small. Turnover on Hastings. Now to Engelbritzen. Drive, shoots, and scores. Engelbritzen scores there. On the assist from Small, Engelbritzen now with 19 in the ball game. It's 71-56. Again, a 15-point lead here by the Red Raiders. Hastings with the ball. Here's Breckman. Comes back outside the ring. That's going to be Chelsea Morton, and she's going to be fouled into play here by Mackenzie Small. That's going to be the third one on Small. Team foul, number 8 on the Red Raiders, so we'll have a 1-1 situation. By the way, we'll get you an update from the state wrestling tournament coming up between games here today. So Doug Duda will have another update on all the area wrestlers in between games today. They're on 1230 KHS. Hastings College men schedule a tip-off here against Northwestern at 4 o'clock this afternoon. The Broncos trying to break a three-game losing streak themselves. Here's a Chelsea Morton at the free throw line. With 5:49 left here in the contest. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls down through the hole. So Chelsea Morton scores from the free throw line. She's now 2 out of 4 today from the stripe. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. 61-57. Hastings down by 14. Next one is up there. It is in and out. Back in again. So Morton hits a pair of free throws. She checks out. Here comes Jackson back into the ballgame. 5:49 left. Hastings down by 13 points. Trying to win the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship here this afternoon with a victory. They have played from behind virtually the entire way here today. Here's a Northwestern with the ball. Karen Hudson takes it to the hole. Her scoop shot is up there, no good, but she draws contact, and the foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Breckman. That's going to be personal foul number 4 on Breckman. So Cammie's now got 4 personal fouls. Hudson to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Karen Hudson is now 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. 15 points in the ball game. Breckman comes out. Here comes Van Kirk back into the ball game. Also checking back in for Northwestern is going to be Adrian Gassell. 72-58, a 14-point lead. Make it 15 as the next shot goes down as well for Karen Hudson. Northwestern has shot the ball well from the free throw line today. They're 11 out of 17. 73-58. Hastings down here in the ball game. Here's Jackson with the ball out of Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk out in 3-point territory. There's Laurel Zwiener just inside the ring. Fires up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Vander Motten. Vander Motten has got it for Northwestern. Gets it ahead now to Mackenzie Small. Bounce pass down to Hudson. She's trapped. Gets it back outside. Vander Motten with the ball at the top of the key. Now to Mackenzie Small for 2. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener gets it away to Abby Jackson. Gets it ahead now to Frankie Peterson. Baseline jumper is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Gassell for Northwestern. Outlet pass comes over to Vander Motten. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it back out on the right side. That's going to be Vander Sloot with the ball. Back outside now to a Vander Motten. Down the left side to Karen Hudson. Hudson moves it to the right side to Mackenzie Small. Top of the key is Karen Hudson right there at the top of the key as she drives it down the lane. Now she's going to be called for the traveling violation. Nope, palming violation. Turnover at Northwestern. That's their 16th of the ballgame. Paige O'Neill comes back into the ballgame now for Wendy Vander Motten for Northwestern. 4:37 to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing by 15. 73-58. Had it down to 11 points at a couple of times here in the last couple of minutes of the ballgame, but could not get it down to single digits. Hastings with the ball. Here's Frankie Peterson. Moves it out to Farmer. Now to Peterson again. Around the Farmer screen. Moves it to the top of the key. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner. Jackson, that shot from three is going to be way off the mark. No good. Rebound Zwiener. Follow shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Engelbritzen. Double team here in the backcourt. She gets the ball away to Paige O'Neill. O'Neill brings things up now against Jackson. Gets it into the offensive zone. Driving toward the goal. There's a shot up there and in by Karen Hudson. Hudson scores. She's now got 18 points in the ball game, and it's 75-58. 3:54 to play. There's a Zwiener with a ball on the feed. Her shot is no good, and she's fouling the play. And Zwiener will go to the free throw line now for a couple of shots as she was hacked on the arm here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Adrian Gasell. That's going to be her first. So going to the free throw line will be Zwiener. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Zwiener is now one out of two from the free throw line today. She's got 9 points in the ballgame. Jamie Van Kirk leading the way so far. She's got 24 for Hastings. Broncos continue to struggle from the field. They're still hitting only 36.8% from the field. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Zwiener. He's now got double figures with 10. Now Carey wants to call a timeout. Timeout Hastings with 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play. In the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Northwestern 75, Hastings 60.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball action for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS from the Boltman Center in Orange City. Hastings College trailing by a score of 75-60, 3:49 to play. As we check in on the other ball game down in Sioux City, they got 5:25 to go in their contest. Morningside is holding a 10-point lead over Concordia, 75-65. So all these scores hold up. It'll be a four-way tie for first place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year between Morningside, Concordia, Hastings, and Northwestern. Obviously, all four of those teams will be invited into the NAIA National Tournament coming up in March. 3:49 to play here in this contest, 75-60. Hastings trailed 54-34 at halftime. Got the lead down to 11 points a couple of times here in the second half, but have not been able to get any closer than that as the Red Raiders have hit some big shots here in this ball game. Vander Motten has the ball tipped away from her out of bounds, but a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Or is there? No foul called. It's just out of bounds, and it'll be Northwestern playing things in right at a half-court stripe here. Inbounding the ball is going to be Mackenzie Small. Small will get things into Engelbritzen. Now to Paige O'Neill as she races the ball into the offensive zone here for the Red Raiders. There's Mackenzie Small back out to O'Neill. 25 feet away from the basket. Goes over to the far sideline to Karen Hudson. Hudson just hands it away out here to Paige O'Neill in three-point territory. 10 seconds in the shot clock. 3:28 to play in the ball game. Engelbritzen with it out here. Engelbritzen now to Kleinsasser. A shot from 15 is going to be no good. And the ball goes out of bounds right through the fingertips of Jackson. This has not been the Broncos' day today. It's going to be Northwestern inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Paige O'Neill will trigger things in. O'Neill looks right underneath the basket. Hudson grabs it. Her shot is up there, no good, but she's fouled in the play. Karen Hudson spinning just to the left side of the basket there, and she's fouled in the play. She'll go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Peterson. Frankie picks up her third. Karen Hudson goes to the free throw line. She's got 18 points in the ball game for Northwestern. Her shot is up there, no good. She is now 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. She'll have one more shot. Farmer comes out. Here comes Bruckman back into the ball game. Bruckman will play with 4 personal fouls. Next shot is up there. It is good by Karen Hudson. She's now got 19 in the ball game. Hudson with 19. Engelbritzen with 19. The lead the Red Raiders so far here in this basketball game. 76-60. Red Raiders have the lead over Hastings College. There's a long-range jumper by Van Kirk that's going to be no good. Rebound Hudson. Karen Hudson with the ball. They're in backcourt. Now to Paige O'Neill. Brings it back to Karen Hudson. To Paige O'Neill again. Still in backcourt. Karen Hudson brings it up across the 10-second line. Now to Paige O'Neill again. Moves it down to Kleinsasser. Holds the ball. Now to Small. O'Neill. Now to Engelbritzen. 12 seconds in the shot clock. There's O'Neill with the ball around the Kleinsasser screen. Now dumps the ball away to Kleinsasser. His shot in the lane is no good, but she is knocked down in the play. And she is fouled. That's going to send Kleinsasser to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Peterson. That's going to be her fourth. So Kleinsasser to the free throw line. She's got 18 in the game. She is 2 out of 3 from the stripe. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Nothing but twine for Samantha Kleinsasser. She's a 82% foul shooter in the season. That is third best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next shot by Kleinsasser is up there and in. 78-60. Northwestern leading by 18 points here. They beat Hastings earlier this year, 99-83. Way back in November, ball game played at the Osborne Sports Complex. There's a pass going to be intercepted again. Engelbritzen throws the ball down the floor. That's going to be McKenzie Small down here in the baseline. That's the 12th turnover on Hastings in the ball game. Broncos are down by 18 points, 78-60. Kleinsasser in the lane, puts up a shot from 10, no good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It's going to be picked up here by McKenzie Small. Small gets it out to the top of the key to Hudson. Moves it to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Darren Hudson scores. She's now got 21 in the ball game, 80-60. It's a 20-point lead for the Red Raiders. Hastings with the ball. Here's Breckman. Drives into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouled in the play. So Breckman will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College. She was fouled in the play here. Engelbritzen picks up the personal foul for Northwestern. That's going to be her third. So Breckman to the line. She's got 9 points in the ball game. 7 of those have come since intermission. Breckman is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Breckman will get one more as she was hacked in the act here. Here comes Farmer back in. Here comes Samuelson back in. Peterson will come to the bench here for Hastings College, and also Chelsea Morton will check out. 1:53 left in the ball game. 80-61. Gabby Bruckman will have one more shot here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there, good. Next game for Hastings. This is not going to be the end of her here today. Next game will be in the quarterfinals of the GPAC tournament. Going to be on Wednesday night. They'll have a home game on Wednesday, the first round of the conference tournament. Opponent to be determined after the action gets underway today, or gets finished today in the GPAC. Here's Paige O'Neill with the ball. Comes over here to McKenzie Small. Lobs it down low. Wide open and a shot up and in. Karen Hudson scores. McKenzie Small gets the assist. 23 now for Karen Hudson. 82-62. Here's Farmer from the corner. Her shot's way off the mark. No good. An air ball. Engelbritzen comes down the basketball there for Northwestern. Gets it into the hands of Paige O'Neill as she races back the other way. Cross-court pass goes to the far sideline. That's going to be McKenzie Small. Now inside to Kleinsasser. Kleinsasser right at the elbow, won't take the shot. Paige O'Neill should drive it toward the goal. Stops, goes to Kleinsasser inside the free throw circle. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson with 1 minute to play. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Farmer. Farmer now to Breckman. Her shot for 3 is up there and in. Cammie Breckman hits a 3-ball there. She's now got 14 in the ball game. 82-65. The Broncos are trailing here in the ball game. And now a foul here in backcourt. It's going to go on Samuelson. Holly picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be 10 fouls plus on the Broncos here in this second half of play. And that's going to send Allie Engelbritzen to the free throw line. Engelbritzen has got 10 points in the ball game. She's the fourth best foul shooter in the conference at 81% as she will toe the mark for the first time this afternoon. Her shot is up there and in. Here comes Jossie White in the ball game now as the starters are going to check out for the Red Raiders. 83-65, the Red Raiders out on top of the Broncos here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Engelbritzen. Ball is recovered, and Northwestern has got the rebound. Now we got another timeout called here just for a substitution to get Engelbritzen out of there with 46 seconds to play. So Northwestern will play things in. Here on the near sideline, White will get things in. So Northwestern is going to lock up the win here this afternoon. There's a pass that could be intercepted. A turnover on the Red Raiders. Coming back with the ball is going to be Farmer. Gets it in the hands of Brooklyn down to Van Kirk. Shot for three is no good. Down for the rebound. It's brought down here by a Northwestern as they come back, and a foul is going to be called. 29.9 seconds to play. Brooklyn picks up the foul, and she's out of the ball game now. Leaves with five fouls. 29.9 seconds left in the ball game. Gabby Brooklyn leaves with 14 points. Going to the free throw line is going to be, Katie Kuiper, who's into the ball game now. And her first free throw is going to be up there, no good. So Kuiper will have one more. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She misses a pair. Offensive rebound. Follow shot, no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down by Hastings. Running back the other way is going to be Chelsea Morton. Now to Van Kirk. Drive, shoots, and scores. Jamie Van Kirk scores. She's now got 26 in the ball game. So she follows up her 30-point effort on the Wednesday against Midland with another good performance today. Unfortunately, not a whole lot else for Hastings College here today. There's another turnover on Northwestern. They get it down to Van Kirk. She drives it to the basket again. Her shot's going to be no good this time. Rebound comes down to Caitlin Van Ness here in the backcourt. Gets it into the across the 10-second line, and that's going to be the ball game. So the Hastings College hopes that winning a conference championship have been dashed here this afternoon as Northwestern really took it to Hastings College here this afternoon in women's college basketball. Northwestern beats the Broncos here this afternoon by a score of 83-67. So the Broncos finished the regular season with a mark of 25 wins and 4 losses, with 2 of those losses coming to Northwestern. Hastings finishes at 16-4 in the conference this year. Northwestern now 25-5 overall. They're also 16-4 in the conference. And now we're going to have a log jam atop the conference race here at the end of the day because, well, it's a tight ball game now in Sioux City. Morningside has got the lead over Concordia by only 4 points at 81-77. So the Bulldogs trying to win the conference championship outright here. They have battled back, and they're within 4 points of Morningside now at 81-77 with a minute and 51 seconds to play in that ball game. We'll come back. We'll check the numbers here in this contest as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa here this afternoon. Northwestern knocks off Hastings College in women's play today. Final score in this ball game, 83-67. So Northwestern, they are 25-5 in the season, 16-4 in the conference. Hastings College, 25-4. They're also 16-4 in conference play. Northwestern really dominated this basketball game here today. As we were tied up at 2 points apiece, then it was Northwestern going out on top by the score of 9-2. In fact, Hastings did not lead in this ball game today. They had it tied up once at 2 points apiece. Then it was Northwestern going on a 7-0 run to go out on top 9-2. Morningside put the pressure on the Broncos. They got to a 18-9 lead with about 14 minutes to play in the first half. The Broncos were able to cut it down to 6 points at 20-14 with 10.5 minutes to go. But then Hastings continued to struggle offensively in this basketball game. They trailed by 20 at halftime, 54-34. Hastings was able to mount a little bit of a comeback in the second half. They got it down to 11 points at 66-55 and also at 11 at 67-56 with about 7 minutes and 51 seconds to play, but never did get the lead back down into single digits, and Hastings ends up losing this ball game by a score of 83-67. Now keeping your eyes on the other ball game, it looks like Morningside has now extended their lead to 7 points at 84-77 down in Sioux City. So this is going to create a four-way tie for first place. They've got just 17 seconds left in that ball game. So it appears that Morningside is going to go on to win this thing down in Sioux City. So now Morningside, Concordia, Hastings, and Northwestern all tie for first place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll go to some tiebreakers and determine the seedings for the conference tournament. That's huge because the team has got the top seed, obviously, gets to play at home in all three games. If Hastings drops to a number three seed, which it could happen here with this loss today, Hastings would be at home for the first round. And then depending on what happens in the second and third rounds, might have to go on the road. They certainly have to go on the road for the championship game. And it's now gone final in Sioux City as the Morningside Mustangs have beaten Concordia today by the score of 86-77. So, Morningside wins 86-77 over Concordia. Hastings College, they lose here today to the Northwestern Red Raiders by the score of 83-67. Coming up in between games, we're going to get a report from the state wrestling tournament down at the Century Link Center in Omaha. Plus, we have Bill Gaver standing by as well. It's another parents' night here. We had parents' day before the women's basketball game, and now the parents of the seniors for the Northwestern Red Raiders being introduced in between games here today. So we're going to have a little bit of a delay. We'll get you the final numbers in the ball game today. Hastings ended up shooting 23-63 from the field today, just 36.5%. Northwestern was 31-65 for 47%. Hastings was 8-23 on three-pointers today for 34%. Northwestern was 5-17. For 29%. The Broncos hit 13-18 from the free throw line for 72%. Northwestern was 16-26 for 61%. The rebounds, Northwestern with 50 this afternoon. Hastings had 32, so the Broncos got pummeled on the boards today. 50-32. It's been a long time since Hastings has been out rebounded by that margin. 50-32. Northwestern, they got 14 offensive rebounds. Only 8 for Hastings. Northwestern had 36 defensive rebounds and 24 for Hastings College. 15 turnovers on the Broncos today, 14 for Northwestern. Hastings came up with 1 block shot and 9 steals. Northwestern got 3 block shots and 11 steals. And again, the final score was Northwestern 83, Hastings 67. Mustangs led at halftime, and they go on to blow out the Broncos here today by the score of 83-67. It was 54-34 at halftime here this afternoon. So we'll check the scoring in the ball game. First of all, for Hastings College today, they got 26 points from Jamie Van Kirk. She leads the way for Hastings. She had 5 three-pointers in the ball game, but she was only 9-21 from the field today with 5 three-pointers. Van Kirk ends up with a total of 24 points, they say, officially. We'll have to double-check that. I hit her for 26, so we'll double-check that. But Van Kirk leads the way in scoring today for Hastings College. The other scorers, Cammie Bruckman had 14 points. Bruckman, she fouled out with 29.9 seconds to play in the ball game. Bruckman had 1 three-pointer. And she was 4 out of 11 from the field today. So Breckman ends up with 14 points. Also in double figures was Laurel Zwiener, as she had 10 points. Zwiener, she had 4 field goals, and she was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. The other scores for Hastings, Chanel Farmer, she had a 1 3-pointer for 3 points for her only score in the ball game today. Chelsea Morton, she had 5 points. Morton had a field goal, and she was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Abby Jackson, she had a 3-pointer for 3. Frankie Peterson, she had 4 points today. She had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Sierra Williamson, she had a field goal and 2 points for Hastings. So Van Kirk with 26. Cammie Breckman with 14 points. Laurel Zwiener had 10 to face the Broncos here this afternoon. For the Red Raiders of Northwestern, they were led by Karen Hudson, as she scores 23 points in the ball game. Hudson had 8 field goals, and she was 7 out of 10 from the free throw line. 20 points for Samantha Kleinsasser. Kleinsasser, she had 8 field goals, and she had 4 free throws, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. The other scorers, we had Allie Engelbritzen. She scored 19 points in the game today. 15 of those came in the first half of play. Engelbritzen had a couple of 3-pointers. She had 5 2-point field goals, and she was 4 out of 6 from the free throw line for Allie Engelbritzen. The other scorers, Mackenzie Small, she had 10 points on 5 field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 5 points for Whitney Vandermotten. She had 5 points in the ball game today. Vandermotten had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Then Morgan Vandersloot, she had 4 points on a couple of field goals, and she was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Hastings College, they dropped one in women's college basketball today by a score of 83-67 to Northwestern. And again, Concordia, they lose today to Morningside by a score of 86-77. So a 4-way tie for first place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The other games going on today, we'll get some scores here coming up for you. Midland is playing at Dort. Doan is at Briarcliff, and Nebraska Wesleyan is at Mount Marty. We'll take a break. We'll come back here at the Boltman Center in Orange City. Again, the final score in the women's ball game: Northwestern 83, Hastings 67. Back with more after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services, from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Again, back here at the Boltman Center in Orange City, the ceremonies have concluded here for the Northwestern basketball team, as all the parents, all the players were introduced between ball games here today. Had the other scores in, with the exception of one in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as far as women's basketball is concerned. Again, Hastings losing here to Northwestern 83-67. It was Midland beating Dort today 69-58. Morningside beats Concordia 86-77. And it was Mount Marty picking up a win over Nebraska Wesleyan today up in Yankton by a score of 76-63. The other game We don't have a score on yet. Is Doan playing in Sioux City against Briar Cliff? And Hastings losing in this ball game to Northwestern today, 83-67. Tell you what, we're going to head to Omaha. We'll get you an update on the state wrestling tournament that's going on at the Century Link Center. Doug Duda is standing by. We'll check in with him, and we'll come back and hear from Bill Gavers, the head men's basketball coach at Hastings College, and we'll get you the men's basketball game here this afternoon in Orange City. So, again, Hastings losing the women's ball game today to Northwestern by the score of 83-67. We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll check in with Doug Duda at the Century Link Center in Omaha. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.